Aloha and welcome to the Murph's Place 808 for the Love of Golf podcast. I am your host, Murph. What is going on, everybody? I hope everybody's had a good couple of weeks. I hope everybody's had a great Thanksgiving. Man, I ate too much food, like always. But yeah, it was a good time. Had a lot of people over at the house. There was like 10 people. And it was a good time. Also, I hope you guys have been able to be getting out and playing golf. I've still dealing with some injuries. I have not been able to play for the last couple of weeks, which has not been good. Obviously, my game is going to be kind of rough when I get back into it. I was hoping to try to play Friday, the Skins game, but I don't think I'm going to be ready. I've still got this rib issue, and I'm afraid to start playing and not let it heal completely up and then not being able to play, you know, after I re-injure it. So I want to just let it completely heal up, take some time off. Tournament season is over for now. It's not going to be starting up until April or March of next year. So got some time to get to take off, get healed up, get in the gym, start getting back into shape and make another run at it next season. So, but I hope you guys have been able to be playing some golf. I know on the mainland, those northern states, it's been getting cold up there, and I know they haven't been able to play. There's been a lot of people coming into the shop from the mainland and other areas, coming to Hawaii for vacation to get away from the cold weather and coming to play in golf at the course. And the village course at Waikoloa has been in great shape. It's really good shape right now. The greens are nice. So anyhow, hopefully I'll try to get back into playing. Not this week, but maybe next week, and we'll see what happens. But well, let's get into the show. I hope everybody's been doing good, though, and get back into the gym to work off that Thanksgiving food, although, you know, we got Christmas coming up. So anyhow, Beach Boys Golf. Last Monday, they played Eva Beach, and then they're playing Coral Creek this Monday. And I've told you guys on the podcast before, look, if you're interested in playing on Mondays, you got time off, you're in Hawaii. Even if you're not in Hawaii, but you come to Hawaii and you go to Oahu and you're vacationing, you can still come out and play with those guys. They play on Mondays. And just get a hold of them on the website, beachboysgolfclub.org. And you know, if you're going to be here visiting, you can hook up with them on a Monday and as a guest and go out and play with them. Just get a hold of Steve over there and let those guys know. And if you do live here and you want to play Mondays, they're a great group of guys. I miss playing with those guys. And just get a hold of them and let them know you want to join the club. It's only like $60. I don't think they've raised it. Matter of fact, when I was there, we lowered it the last couple of years. And they lowered it down to like $60, and that covers your gin handicap and the Christmas party at the end of the year, if they're still going to have one. I know last year we didn't do the Christmas party, but we normally did have one. So, but yeah, if you want to join and play, they're a great bunch of great guys. Also, the VGA guys, another great group, the Veterans Golfers Association. They play on Saturdays. They don't play every Saturday. They have a little tournament, and they have different divisions. But last week they played Mililani, and then this Saturday they were going to play Kaneohe, the Clipper course. And they're calling for rain this weekend coming up, or this week, actually. And so I don't know if those guys are going to I know I saw some comments in the thread that it might be cart path only, and we're supposed to get a lot of rain over here this week. So we'll see what happens. But if you want to join those guys, and like I said, there's different divisions. They have a family division. If you had a family member in the military, if you're in the military or you were in the military, they have a division. If you want to play, those guys will get you lined up. So you can go to vgagolf.org if you're interested in joining those guys. And it's pretty cool because you earn points based on where you finish in the tournaments. And you do have a chance to qualify and go play in a national championship tournament. And what's nice about their and some other tournaments, they have like the Armed Forces Cup, which takes the Navy, Marines, Army, Coast Guard, Air Force. If you are the top point winner in the division, then you play the Armed Forces Cup. But the national championship, I think it's still the same way. If you qualify for that and you go, then, I mean, they give you like a bag and clubs and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty good deal. The only thing you basically have to pay for, they pay for your hotel room, they pay for your entry fee. All you got to do is get your flight there. And that's how it was before. I think that's still how it is, but and there are a bunch of great guys too. Wade's running that group and they're all great guys. Also, Dan Messner's group, the STBs, Shank It, Tank It, and Bank It. Those guys played Hawaii Prince on Saturday, or they're going to play Hawaii Prince on this coming Saturday. And then December 9th, they will be playing Mililani. And if you're interested in playing with those guys, they have a Facebook page, STB on Facebook. You can contact them there and see about joining their group. I know they play... I don't think they play every Saturday, but they play a lot of Saturdays. And another good group, I mean, they play greenies, skins, chippies. I think they play chippies. I'm not sure, but I know for sure they play skins and greenies. So another good group of guys. Some of those guys played on the Beach Boys. Some of them played in the VGA. And if you're interested in playing those guys, playing with those guys, they play on Saturdays. So, but you can contact them on Facebook and let them know that you're interested in playing. All right, let's take a short break and we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Murph, a passionate golfer and host of the Murph's Place 808 for the Love of Golf podcast. I have been involved in the golf industry for over a decade, and my passion for the game has only grown stronger over the years. Through my podcast, I strive to bring the latest news, insights, and interviews with professionals and amateurs in the golf world. Whether you're a seasoned player or just starting out, my goal is to provide valuable information and entertainment that will enhance your golfing experience. So if you're looking to improve your swing, stay updated on the latest golf trends, or simply connect with fellow golf enthusiasts, be sure to tune into the Murph's Place 808 for the Love of Golf podcast. Together, let's take our love of golf to the next level. And remember, the best way to stay connected is to subscribe to the Murph's Place 808 for the Love of Golf podcast and join our growing community of golf enthusiasts. So hit that subscribe button and join me on this exciting journey. All right, welcome back, everybody. PGA news. PGA news. November 9th through the 12th, we had the Butterfield Bermuda Championship, and that was played, obviously, in the Bermudas, Port Royal Golf Course. The winner of that tournament was Camilo Villegas, and he shot 24 under, and he beat Alex Noren by 2 strokes. Our boy Brent Grant, the Brent Grant Watch, he was in the field, but he missed the cut in that tournament. The next tournament, November 16th through the 19th, was the RSM Classic, and that was at the Sea Island Seaside Course. The winner of that tournament was Ludvig Aberg, and he shot 29 under, and he won by 4 shots over Mackenzie Hughes. Brent, he was in the field for that tournament, and he shot 8 under to finish tied for 64th. Now, and I will say this, after that tournament, that was the last chance for some guys to finish in the top 125. And unfortunately, Brent did not finish in the 125. So he put out a post where he told everybody that he lost his status on the PGA Tour. But we'll get into that further here in a second. But the next tournament coming up is this week, and that's going to be the Hero World Challenge, and that's at the Albany Golf Club in the Bahamas. Now, that's November 30th through December 3rd, and this will be the return to competition for Tiger Woods after his ankle surgery. Obviously, Tiger's last tournament was the Masters this past year, and I mean, he had to end up withdrawing from that tournament. So we'll see how Tiger does. I mean, Leland was on the podcast last 2 weeks ago, and we got off work last night. We went over to Johnny's and had some food and a beer, and we were discussing, and he brought up about Tiger, and of course, you guys know in the past that I give my guys a bunch of crap about Tiger. I act like I don't like him, but I really do like him. But I act like I don't like him just to harass these guys. And so it started last night with Leland. And he wanted to make me a bet that Tiger would not necessarily win the tournament, but he wanted me to take the over or under that Tiger would shoot 13 under or something like that. I can't remember what it was, but I didn't take the bet. So we'll see how he ends up doing. I don't know. He may or may not, but anyhow, it was fun just harassing him. And so we'll see what happens with that. But, so that tournament is coming up this week, starting on Thursday. Now, what I was saying before about Brent, so, you know, he had posted that he lost his status on the PGA Tour, and he would be trying to get it back through Q School. Now, Q School is different than what it used to be, because now Q School, it's ran in December, and it's only three stages. And that Q School is only for players that finished out of the top 125. So there's guys, obviously, if you didn't finish in the 125, then you can do the Q School in December for a chance to get your card back for the following season. So it's three stages, and obviously with the final stage being the most important. So the top five finishers and ties, they will earn their tour card for the following season. So there is a chance that Brent can regain his status in December. So good luck to Brent in the Q School here coming up next month. Hopefully he does well, finishes in that top five or tied for fifth, and gets his card back. I haven't talked to him personally lately, so I don't know if he doesn't get his card back in Q School. I assume that he would go back to the Korn Ferry Tour, but I'm not 100% sure about that. It's possible he may. And I don't know for sure for a fact that that's what's going to happen. So good luck to Brent. Hopefully he does well at Q School and ends up getting his card back. So, but we'll see what happens. I mean, he's a great guy. I would be happy with the rookie season he had on the PGA Tour. I know he's not totally happy with it finishing, you know, outside that top 125, but, he had some good tournaments, and then, you know, he missed some cuts on some other ones. But, I mean, the guy's got the game to be there, and hopefully he does well enough to get it back. And you know, he'll be back on – we'll have continue our Brent Grand Watch. And maybe it'll go back to the Korn Ferry Tour. I don't know. I'll have to try to get a hold of him and see what the scoop is. And maybe he'll put out something. I mean, obviously, I think after the Q School, and I'm not sure when Q School is going to be in December – but hopefully he'll post something and let everybody know, or I'll try to get a hold of him, send him a message or something, and see if what the plan is. But anyhow, let's take another short break, and we'll be right back. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Do you have the best music taste out of all your friends and coworkers? The best way to prove it is to stay ahead of all the amazing upcoming talent. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. There's some artists out of Ohio that you should definitely be aware of. Dacasso, D-C-A-S-S-O, yes, like Picasso, just released a new music video for his song Going Back. This rapper-turned-singer has an upcoming album this year full of beautiful ballads, R&B slow jams, and hard-hitting rap records. Head to www.smartboystudios.com as soon as you're done listening to this episode of Murph's Place to watch the music video. While you're there, check out the phenomenal C-Money Baby, the songbird Corey Gossett, and all the top-tier talent that the Smart Boy production team are working with, such as Eamon Jones, July, 10 Tempo, TYS Markey, D Knight, and much, much more. If you or someone you know needs quality production, mixing, or mastering, just head to the website www.smartboystudios.com and fill out the contact form. You can support Smart Boy Studios by going to shop.smartboystudios.com to buy merch or linktree.com/smartboystudios to check out the Discord server, new releases, and merch. All right, welcome back, everybody. Corn Ferry Tour. Yeah, I think I told you guys, obviously, Corn Ferry Tour is not playing right now. They will start their season up in January over in the Bahamas. So, obviously, we have our Jared Sawada watch. I believe he's still going to be on the Corn Ferry Tour. And maybe Brent, but let's not hope. Let's hope that Brent is not back on the Corn Ferry Tour and he's still on the PGA Tour come January. So there's no update on the Corn Ferry Tour right now, and we'll get to that in January. Some rules questions that have come up. So Tommy, you guys might remember Tommy Hollenbeck. That's been on the podcast early on in the podcast. He hasn't been on here for a while. I need to have him back on though, because that was one of the funnier episodes, and we had a good time. So I definitely want to have Tommy back on. But he called me the other day, and he wanted to know what the ruling was about another player picking your ball up, you know, from the fairway. Like, so the situation was they all hit their drives. Guys went up and hit or whatever, but one guy picked a ball up that was in the fairway or in the rough. I don't know which one, but picked his ball up and drove up to the green. Like you, I can't reiterate it enough that if you see a ball laying, don't pick it up because you never know, you know, whose ball it is for one thing. A lot of holes go, like, you may go one direction, but coming down the other way is another hole going the other way. And somebody could have hit a drive over in your fairway that you didn't see him hit it. So you just don't know. You should never pick up a ball that's just laying there. If it's not your ball, you can't even pick your own ball up when you're playing, but don't pick up anybody's ball. If it's not your ball, leave it alone. Because in this situation, one of the other guys picked Tommy's ball up and then drove up to the green. So he called me and asked me what the ruling was. At the time, I believe that the ruling was there's a difference. Like if the other guy would have hit Tommy's ball, then that player would have received, he has to replace the ball and then play his own ball. But he incurs a one-stroke penalty for hitting a wrong ball. That's not his ball. I was under the impression that if a player picked up the ball, they had to replace it and there was no penalty. But after referring to the rules book and finding out exactly what the ruling is, according to the rules book, that if another player picks up their own ball or an opponent's ball, they generally will get a penalty unless it's on the putting green. Then there's a little different ruling on the putting green. But if you pick up somebody else's ball or if you hit somebody else's ball and it's not your ball, you incur a one-stroke penalty added to your score. So, Tommy, if you're listening, I apologize. Your playing partner, he should have received a one-stroke penalty for picking up your ball. That was my error when you called me, because I was thinking of that deal on the putting green, that there is a time when they're allowed to pick your ball up, mark it and pick your ball up. But like in match play, if I'll give you an example. If you're playing somebody in a match play tournament, and in match play you can concede putts. So say I'm playing Tommy in a match, and I putt and I make birdie, and Tommy is putting for par. I can tell Tommy, you know, I concede that putt, it's good. So I could pick his ball up and throw it to him without any penalty, because I'm conceding the putt. It's a match play. But in stroke play, you cannot do that. So my brain must have been in a match play format when I was thinking of, or I knew there was a time when you could pick somebody's ball up, but at that time I thought it was in the fairway or wherever that you could pick it up if there was, I'm sorry, that you can't pick it up, but there's no penalty. You just replace it. So Tommy, if you're listening, I apologize. He should have got a one stroke penalty added to the score for picking your ball up. Another rules question came in, and that was, I was asked about, this was an equipment rule, and it's about the putter grip and what material could be used. Now, Troy, you guys know Troy, I've had him on the podcast before. He wanted to use a softer, like a tennis racket wrap grip. You know, the one you wrap around it like a tennis racket. It's soft, kind of. He wanted to use one of those on his putter, wanted to know if it was legal. And it is legal to use that. However, it has to be applied to the shaft. Like, if you have a putter grip on your putter, you can't wrap this tape around that putter grip. You have to take the putter grip off and then wrap the putter, or wrap the wrap around the grip itself, or around the shaft itself. I mean, you can't place it over the grip of your putter grip. So that was another one that came in. He wanted to know if that was, he was allowed to do that. And I remember playing with a guy back in the day that he had, you know, Superstroke makes really big putter grips. You can buy a regular putter, standard putter grip. You can buy one 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. You know, it's really thick, like fat. And my buddy, he used to just wrap tape, like white athletic tape, just white wrap tape around his grip. And nobody ever said anything about it. And I mean, I really wasn't even sure if it was a breach of the rules at that time, back in the day. I mean, this has been years ago. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to build up the grip. Now, you can buy an extra large grip, but you can't add stuff to your grip on your club. So that was just a couple of rules questions those guys asked about. So, like I said, sorry, Tommy. He should have got a one stroke penalty. And yeah, Troy, you're good. You can use tennis wrap around your grip. Just, it's got to be on the, it's got for a grip. I mean, it's got to be on your shaft. So, but other than that, I think that's going to wrap up for the podcast, early one, or a short one tonight. I know that, when I have my guests on, they're a little bit longer, but this one's pretty quick and to the point. I want to thank everybody. Thank you guys for taking your time out, listening to the show. I really, really do appreciate it. And if you get a chance, go to Spotify and subscribe to the podcast. It helps me out. There's not a place, I know I've been saying there's a place that you can have a spot for listener support. But when Spotify took over Anchor, it changed it a little bit. So you're not able to do that until I have more Spotify subscribers to my podcast. So if you would just go to Spotify and subscribe to a podcast, there's no cost. Just follow it, subscribe to it. And then eventually I'll be able to do my ad reads and, have listener support. But I really do appreciate you guys taking your time out to listen to the podcast. I know it's not always the greatest, but I do appreciate your time and your effort. If you guys have any questions or topics, anything you want me to discuss, or any rules you want me to go over, anything like that, I hopefully will be doing a couple of product reviews also on the podcast. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different because it's only an audio podcast right now. Like I've told you guys in the past, I'd like to try to get it video going and stuff, but right now it's just going to be audio. And so when I do the reviews on the equipment, like I'm thinking about buying the Rapsodo MLM 2 Pro. It's a simulator that has simulator functions on it, but it's also something you can use at the range to track your stats and gives you spin axis, flight, or, you know, all kinds of stuff. It's got the tracer on it. It's got cameras on it. It's a pretty cool device. But like I said, it could also be used as it's a simulator. It's got like 30,000 courses on it or whatever. So, but hopefully I'll be doing some product reviews too. But anyhow, I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. I hope you guys have been doing good, being safe. Hope everything's going good. I know there was an uptick in some of the COVID stuff, but I've only like known like one or two people over here that's has got it. They tested positive for it or whatever. They were sick, but nothing major. They were better after a few days. So anyhow, I hope you guys are being safe. I hope you guys are having a chance to play golf. Yeah. And if you're not, then do like I'm getting ready to do. And that's hit in the gym and get working on some stretching and core exercises for next golf season. And anyhow, if you guys are playing golf, do like I always say, hit them straight, hit them long, but don't hit them very often. Aloha, everybody.